Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Today's going to be a little interesting because I feel like not just me. Emily and I are both going to give you some things to think about because we've seen a lot of people rebel lately.
Not in a good way.
A little bit of anti-trend setting happening. And although we totally fit in with the weirdos and the misfits and all the people that aren't fitting in elsewhere, we need to give you guys a little bit of a reality check about the difference between marketing tactics that work and trends that you can spin your own style on.
So today is going to be a lot of this versus that conversation, and we're going to give you a peek into a lot of the pushback that we hear from a lot of our audience or people in just the online creative space, and kind of break down the difference between marketing tactics and style and branding and ways of going about doing a specific tactic. So perhaps it can give you some ideas on how you can spin and make these things work for you and your own business. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you're ready.
Yeah, I hope you're ready. Because what we're not saying is that you can't resist trends, that you can't hate a certain thing like marble contact paper or flat lays or live video or red lipstick or whatever it is. I'm not saying that you cannot have very strong opinions about those things. But everything I just listed was a style or a way of doing something. None of those things were marketing tactics. So what we're finding is that a lot of people say, well, I hate flat lays, so I'm not going to do Instagram. That's a marketing tactic that you're pushing back against because you don't like the way a lot of people use it. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
Everyone just shake their head with me. Yes, I can feel it, even if we're not hanging out together. Yes, Emily, I see the difference now.
We're shaking. So we're going to talk through some examples, and I think you're going to start to peel back the layers and understand the onion, okay? You're going to understand the Shrek style. We're going to peel back the
Shrek
layers.
Shrek style.
And you're going to understand that this is more than gold versus black or pink versus teal, because honestly, I don't care the color scheme you have. I don't care if you have handwritten calligraphy or serif fonts. I don't think that matters. Those aren't the trends we're specifically talking about at all.
And I want to touch on, too, the resistance that usually happens, or the reason why that resistance happens, is because it's out of a fear of the unknown. It's out of, like, okay, I'm scared to take too much time to learn live video, webinars, funnels, online courses, whatever. I'm scared of figuring that out because I don't know all the answers. I don't know how they work. They're working for these other people, but it's because they're doing it in the marble, gold, cute way that I don't want to do. So that must mean it's not going to work for me. And so recognize first that if you're resisting a huge marketing tactic, especially live video, which we'll get into, it's usually coming from a place of the fear of the unknown. It's as simple as that. But the good news of that is that you can learn the thing and then not be so scared. So let's break some stuff down for you. Let's do some this versus that, and we'll give you some ideas on how you can swap some things up around here.
Okay. All right. Video. Ooh. Video versus continuing to just only post normal, straight, flat. I'm not saying flat lay. I'm just saying images. Video versus just normal pictures, okay? I see the video resistance happening.
I'm not good on video. I don't know what to say. No one wants to see my face.
Nobody wants to hear from me. I have nothing good to say. I have nothing to teach. I'm not good at this. Why would anyone possibly ever watch this? Y'all are making excuses. Here's the deal. I could go on with stats all day, but video is unfortunately, because even I don't care for it, honestly. I don't. But it is king right now. It is what is being favored everywhere, and you have to get on the train or you will be left behind.
Well, and what's funny is that we've allowed video in a lot of places in our business. We have webinars, obviously, Facebook Lives, Insta Stories, some video on there. We have a promo video on some of our course programs so people can start to get to know us and see us. But that's where it stops. And the area that we've still resisted video, and I know at the beginning we're like, that's not going to stick around. It only worked for that person. Our video ads. And this is something we still haven't figured out for our business, literally because we haven't even tried. And I think we were waiting for a long time for the stats to come out and be like, oh, they're not that much better than regular text ads. So we don't need to figure that out. But it's coming out more and more. In fact, more than 80% of people said that they're watching more online video today than they were a year ago, according to Forbes. So it's not going away. It is here to stay. We just need to find a way to make it unique to our business and to keep ourselves authentic in doing the video, especially if we're going to do it as an ad.
Absolutely.
Okay. So know that just because, for instance, I got a lot of resistance from a creative, this was at the very beginning of my business, who had like a lifestyle blog, and she was launching her new website. And I highly encouraged her to host a webinar, invite her people to come meet her, invite it as a virtual Q&A, almost like a virtual open house. And she hated it so much. Like, she resisted it so bad, but we set it up and we did it, and her audience loved it. At the end of the day, she hated doing it. She did not like being on camera. She didn't like sitting there. She didn't like being in front of the computer, but she tried it. Her audience did like it. And I think that if it were ways for her to continue to have something like that integrated into her audience, it would have served her very well. But at the end of the day, if you're trying something and you just feel super icky about it, that's fine. It's your own business. Like, we're not going to make you do tactics that don't feel right to you. But just like those annoying teachers or your mom at school, like, you just have to try it once. You have to eat 3 broccolis before you decide that you hate broccoli. Okay?
Yeah, you have to try. Well, that's the thing. Video, more than I think any other thing, it takes practice because it's so new. And it's something where you can't rewrite it. It's not like a Instagram post or a blog post where you can write it, edit it, write it, edit it, write it, edit it. You like do video and then it's done. Mm-hmm. And that's super scary and I get it, but it will be better next time. Mm-hmm. And it'll be better the next time you do it after that. And every webinar we have, someone always says, that's the best webinar you've ever had. And I'm like, because it's more practice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'd rather you get on the train sooner rather than later and try something. I'm not saying you have to do everything. I'm not saying it all has to be live. Some of it can be pre-recorded, but I think you need to try integrating video somehow into your business.
This versus that is my favorite to hear.
Woohoo!
People are so resistant of planning their business, their day-to-day and their strategy digitally versus in a physical planner, notebook, notepad, post-it, whatever. So resistant. So frustrating.
Okay, so here's the thing. Paper is awesome. I love it. Paper. It's gorgeous. I collect notebooks. I literally have a cabinet full of unused notebooks. I'm not even lying about that.
I have two totes full.
But here's the problem. You can't search paper. Like, other than physically going through it with your hands. You can't reorganize it. You can't copy and paste it. You can't edit it. You can't put it into checklists. You can't. It just stays paper. And I know it's hard. Because I love it. I will still buy planners. But like, I'm not telling you to stop supporting all the paper products in the universe. Like, I'm not telling you to stop doing that. I'm not saying it won't work for your personal life either. Like, it might still work for your dentist appointments and your kids' soccer practice. But for your business, it's too complex. There's too many things to keep track of. I really think you need to try. I'm not just tooting my own horn. I really think you need to try an online planner. We love Trello for Business, but there are other options out there that aren't just that. There's Acuity. No, it's not Acuity. That's a lie. That's
Asana.
There's Asana. There's Basecamp. There's a whole bunch.
Slack.
Try things that work for you. We tried and loved Trello and fell in love, and it has been the best thing to ever happen to our business. So I don't want you to get stuck on a system that's outdated that has been proven again and again to serve people better in other ways.
Because here's the thing, and I said this in response to someone in our group the other day. I thought it was really good, so I'm going to say it again. Your business requires more than a post-it note that says, finish blog post, send invoice, pick up desk. Your business is not a weekend chore list. And the second you stop treating it like that, and the second you give it space and a platform to grow, to strategize, to brainstorm, to set dates long-term outside of the here and now, is when you will be rewarded for that. It's when you will find that you're getting more stuff done, that your business is reaching goals faster, and that you're able to stop having all the things shoved in your head because they can't fit on a post-it note, and you'll be able to have some freaking white space. So if you're ready for that, that's when you're ready for an online planner.
Yeah.
Well, I still use notepads, post-it notes on the weekends for like, set out chicken to thaw, mop upstairs, switch laundry, whatever. That's a chore to-do list. That's exactly the purpose that that paper serves. Because when I'm done, I can recycle it. I can check it off and recycle it. And that's all I needed it to serve. I'm not strategizing my weekend. Sometimes I do, which is in Trello.
We've said our piece about
that. Yeah, we've said enough of that. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay. Here's one that even we resisted for a while.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really a trend thing. It was more of a money thing. But I still think it's a trend thing to an extent. Scheduling social media in advance versus organically posting things as they happen.
Oh, you guys. This doesn't work. Organically posting for your business
is exhausting.
It's exhausting. It's so exhausting. We did this for a while, A, in the sense of like, but we're not at that coffee shop. So why should we post that we're at this coffee shop when we're not at this coffee shop? Like, our people need to know what we're doing right now. And it costs money sometimes to use schedulers for social media. So let us break it down, the schedulers that we use, because some are free and some cost money. So I hear specifically this resistance geared around Instagram a lot. Instagram is literally called Instagram, meaning instant, right now, here and the now. So a lot of people, especially at the beginning when they use that platform, it was, here's my burger at lunch. Here's my selfie after workout. here's my feet up on the deck at 5 o'clock. That's not how businesses use Instagram. That's not what's going to grow your business on Instagram. There's strategy behind it. It's been proven time and time again. And in order to fulfill that strategy, it's a lot easier for you if you have it pre-planned and scheduled. Okay? So for Instagram, we specifically use Later. That is free for us because it's free for the, like, you get 30 posts for free. And then if you get people to sign up for a free program using your link, you get like 10 more posts. So at this point, we have like hundreds of extra posts every single month. So all you need to do is sign up for Later and then tell your friends to go sign up for Later, and you'll have enough posts in your queue to last you a month and you'll be good to go, and it's free. You never have to pay for it. Facebook, we resisted this one for a long time because it would actually cost us money. So we have a Facebook group and we have daily prompts that go out at 9 a.m. every single day, and they're different. So at first we looked at a system like Buffer to where we could at least like pre-schedule what those were, load them up. We'd have to load the graphic for every single post. And once it was posted, that was it. The next week we would have to go up because you could only load like 10 at a time or something like that. Because again, we're on the free plan or the very inexpensive plan. That didn't seem to work for what we needed it to do on our Facebook, because two of the posts every week that go out are the same and three of them are different. So we needed some flexibility. So we switched over to Post Planner, which allows you to repeat post like every Tuesday at 9 a.m. forever if you want to. Pushes it out, it's the same post. It saves us so much time. We kind of resisted it at the beginning because it says literally like posted by Emily via Post Planner. So our audience knows if they see that, that I'm not in there hitting post. But we finally realized that our audience gets more of us, more engagement from us if those posts are taken care of for us. Then we're able to come in there when we do have time, engage with them, comment, help them out, link up some posts. But if we're constantly in there every single day at 9 a.m. manually, we don't have the energy and the time to be in there any other part of the day. So it's beneficial for us to invest in that. It's like $7 or $9 a month.
Yeah. And a system that Pat Flynn talks about, and honestly, when we get to the point, at some point, I actually want to upgrade because it's a lot more expensive, but Meet Edgar, I think it's like $60 a month, but it does some really cool stuff. Like you can have like things that sit in your, like basically like you can batch old things and then have it pull from your like old batch of things, and you can set schedules up. So like post an old blog post every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So if you have a lot of content, it could get really cool. Granted, I haven't actually used the system, so I can't vouch for it too much. That said, similar concept, but only specifically for Pinterest, Tailwind has been a lifesaver. It's saved us so much time, and it's been a system that we used personally for a long time, and then it was eventually a system we offloaded to our VA because it was an easy system that didn't necessarily need our personal attention, but allowed us to get content out there on the regular.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't decide to invest in these systems that made doing these marketing tactics easier until we knew that that money would be worth it. So we could see the value of our Facebook group if we could engage in there at a different time. We could see the value of not having to drop everything we were doing and queue up an Instagram post 3 times a day. We could see the value of having something else, repin our old content 20 to 25 times a day because we can only be in there once a day. So perhaps start using similar systems to this, or start using the tactic and see how long it takes you, see your return on investment. So then you know, okay, right now it would be smart for me to invest in something that's going to make this easier. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember that you're a business that's needing to do lots of things in order to move forward. Organically posting on Instagram, Pinterest, or Facebook doesn't help you move forward.
Correct.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So our next this versus that. Having your shop on Etsy versus your own shop.
Or anywhere else, really.
Right. Or, yeah, anywhere else.
So here's the deal. I personally am not saying Etsy is the best solution. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is sometimes people resist a solution simply because they don't like it, which is not a reason.
Mm-mm. Everyone's on Etsy. Etsy's platform's ugly.
I don't like
it. But if it's working.
Yeah. I don't like Etsy's fee platform, or I could be making more over here. Could you actually, though?
Right. Do the numbers that way. If you have your shop on Squarespace and you're having to upgrade to the e-commerce, and you probably have to upgrade even more because you probably have a lot of products, if you're saving the fee per listing, but you're having to drive your own traffic, are you making more money? Because at the beginning, or for certain types of business, Etsy is the perfect searchable platform for you to get in front of your absolute targeted audience. If you do not have an audience, if you do not have like a huge budget to go get in front of these people right now, Etsy might be your best option at the beginning or based off what you sell and offer.
Because driving traffic is hard.
Hard. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Time building up a rapport with Google, time putting out valuable content, time getting in front of other people. Obviously, it's doable. Everyone does it all the time. But if you're wanting to make money and you're wanting to shorten that time of creating an audience that knows what you offer, that might be the platform for you.
And we're also not saying that Etsy is forever.
Right.
There might come a time and a place where you should transition. But this whole entire episode is about acknowledging marketing trends and realizing that they're marketing tactics. Mm-hmm. And you need to investigate whether that tactic makes sense for your business and not just assume because it's a quote trend in your eyes right. that you should be ignoring it altogether.
Right.
So I'm not going to say too much about it because honestly, I don't know too much about it, but right. I'm just saying you need to do your homework.
Yep.
Okay. This one, I have some words.
I have some words for you guys.
Content marketing.
Versus doing nothing.
Okay. So here's the deal. I cannot tell you how many times someone is like, I don't want to blog because everybody else blogs.
Blogging is dead. Blogging? Do you guys like the voice I'm giving the people who are resisting things?
I hate blogging. She's very judgy today. Blogging doesn't do anything. Blogging doesn't make me more money. Blogging doesn't get me more traffic. Blogging does not bring me a return on my investment.
Blogging isn't right for my business, what I offer. My people don't want to read anything from me. Get over it. Blogging is not dead. What blogging is an ever-changing marketing tactic organism. Yes. It is not the same as what it was 10 years ago. That's a fact. I'm not arguing with you on that. The way that people made money blogging 10 years ago, even 7 years ago, is vastly different than how you make money blogging today. It is not a direct correlation today as it was then, as in clicks to ads or affiliate links equal this money, and they can only click those things on my blog, therefore this is how much money I'm making off my blog. Yes, it used to be a lot simpler to see that direct correlation. Now it isn't. That doesn't mean it doesn't work.
And it also doesn't mean that it's only for lifestyle bloggers or fashion bloggers.
Or B2B.
DIY bloggers or B2B. It's yeah. for a lot of different type of businesses. And I promise you, if you're in business, having that content just makes you look more legit. Mm-hmm. And it helps with your search rankings. It helps you become easier to find. It gives you more opportunities to have freebies or content upgrades that allow you to grow your list. And obviously, yeah. I've said it many times, I will say it again, the bigger you list, the more opportunities to sell, the more opportunities to grow your revenue base.
Yep. Well, and here's a resistance within a resistance of, I don't want to offer content for free because then I feel like I'm giving everything away. Everyone's offering too much free content. There's too much noise. So I don't want to add to that.
Which I get it. I understand your frustration with that, but you got to let it go because what happens when people see the free is they don't see blog post and check out and it's free dollars. They go to a blog post, they read it, and they're like, wow, this person is really smart, or this person is really helpful, or this person is someone I should come back to because XYZ. They don't check out of their bin or their cart and check out with their free blog post. You know what I'm saying? Like it's there. Yes, it's noisy. I agree with that statement to an extent. But You have to compete. How else are people going to remember you?
Because blog roles aren't really a thing anymore. Like BlogLovin and Google Reader literally doesn't exist anymore. And that is how people 3, 5, 10 years ago would go to a blog, they would pop in their email, and then in their email, they would get, hey, this person wrote a new blog post, or hey, go to Google Reader and here's all of your blogs that you follow, their new blog posts. That's just not a thing anymore. That's not how people engage with bloggers anymore, and that's not how we catch up on content. So we have to do it differently. And the return of you giving free content, like a blog post, is them giving you their email. Well, it hasn't been a proven marketing tactic to say, give me your email to read this free blog post. Occasionally, it has been structured in that when there's other free content out there, but you don't automatically go to someone's blog and then all of a sudden a pop-up comes up and you have to drop in your email before you can keep reading, because there are sites that do that, like paid news sites.
Oh, I hate that.
And those piss me off.
Like you go to like, I think it's like Washington Post or New Times, and they're like, you're not a paid subscriber, so you can only read the first paragraph of this amazing article. And then
throw a muffin in their face.
You can Google the headline and then find the article somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks for nothing, sucker. So don't be that dude.
No, because they will leave.
They will leave. Yeah. Your goal at that point is to provide value and get an email address in return. That's your only goal. So however you do that is up to you. You can offer whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a one-page opt-in. It doesn't have to be an ebook. It can be whatever you want. Free shipping, a percentage off their order, a video from you, a phone call from you, a goodie package in the mail. Like, it can literally be whatever you want. But just get the email.
Oh my gosh, I would love a cake pop for free.
Mm.
If you were like a cake company and you'd mail me a cake pop.
I would like a funfetti cake pop. Please.
Okay. No, but for serious. Okay. So here's the thing. We could go on all day with all the different things that are trends versus not or whatever. And at the end of the day, here's what's happening. You are looking at what you're calling a trend, and you're fooling yourself into thinking this is something that's only gonna last for like 5 seconds, and everyone who goes down this train is a fool.
Oh snap.
And so I'm just gonna wait and sit here and not do anything
and miss out on this glorious pie.
Because these are marketing tactics. Now, if we had sat here and compared orange to blue and paisley versus zigzag, she knew where I was going.
I know.
We think alike.
I fucking hate Chevron.
I know you do. Then that would be totally different, because that is aesthetic. That is style. That is taste. That can get trendy. That could be.
Oh, Chevron had a huge trend.
Exactly. Yeah. But we are trying to help you decipher between what's a trend.
Right.
And what is something that's here to stay.
And so we're talking about marketing tactics here to try to separate the two. But resisting a trend sometimes hurts your business as well, especially if you're a product-based business.
Sure.
Like, you are literally revolving around trends. So if you know, when hamburgers were a big thing, bacon, unicorns, gold sparkly stuff, like avocados, you know what I'm talking about. You know when those things had burst of energy. I get if you're just like, OMG, I'm not going to be like everyone else. That's fine. But if you're looking to make a stance in the crowd and you're looking to get noticed, leaning into some of those every now and then can work in your favor. Mm-hmm. Donuts, sprinkles.
She's just listing all the things she loves right now. That's what she's doing.
It's true. It's true. Because if you see something that another business owner is doing and it's working for them as a marketing tactic, it's because it works. Yes, they probably put a unique spin on it. Yes, they might have spent money making it better, bigger, whatever. Yes, they might have been doing it for a lot longer. But the core of that is that it's a smart marketing tactic, period. So all we're asking from you is to try it.
Because here's the thing. I see a lot of people go in and they're like, I don't want to do X because that makes me look like I'm copying so-and-so. They say that about Facebook groups, courses, you know, business resource libraries. I mean, I could go on and on and on because we're in this creative space and we're all revolving around this same little sun and we're in a small world. And I get it. You guys, all you do is look at each other, but your customers are not necessarily the same people. Mm-hmm. You look at each other because you're in the same business world, but your customers are different. And so if you see Sally Joe open a Facebook group and she's freaking rocking it, you're not copying her if you open a Facebook group. Facebook
it's a marketing tactic.
Facebook has Facebook groups. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this took, I get it. Like when I was new to business, I would feel guilty about doing these things I saw other business owners do. And I later had to separate, oh, like this is just how business works.
Mm-hmm.
This is just how marketing works. This isn't me copying. If I was copying, it would be the same name, the same color, the same font, the same description, whatever. But if you're making it your own, and if you're doing it in an authentic way, you can be doing things that other businesses are doing.
Mm-hmm. So the spin to all of this is yes, we encourage you to just try the marketing tactic. If you see it working for other businesses, if you feel like it would be fun, if you have the space to add it on, try it. If you don't have the space to add it on because you literally do not have time, you think that your audience actually isn't there, or you feel like you wouldn't have fun doing it, like you just don't have the energy to pour into it, that's a whole different story.
Yes.
So for example, we do not have the energy or the time or the care to pour into Twitter, Snapchat. When Periscope was here, we didn't really do that. There are a lot of things in our business that we're just like, nope, you know what? I'm going to pour my energy somewhere else. I don't think our audience is there. And in fact, now we know our audience isn't there. So there's no reason for us to spend money being places that we don't need to be.
Because let's differentiate those three things you just mentioned. Those were specifically platforms.
Yeah.
But Periscope is live video.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't resist live video. We just decided to apply live video in other places. Yes, we tried Periscope. We didn't not do it. We opened it. We piddled with it. We did the things to make sure that we weren't missing the boat on something. But after we tried it and got our feet wet, we let it go long before everyone else let it go. People were spending months growing an audience there. And we're like, you know what? I don't think this is where it's going to be.
Mm-mm.
I'm not saying we had the magic eight ball and we knew. Like, that's not true. We could have been totally wrong on that. And we could have missed a huge boat. But we poured live video somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter, there's millions of people on Twitter. I'm not saying that we couldn't find an audience on Twitter. We just have chosen to spend our energy in other places.
Other social media platforms. Not arguing social media. We're not resisting social media. We're just picking and choosing our platforms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, you guys?
I hope so. If we have officially confused the pants off of you, you can definitely come into the Facebook group at thestrategyhour.com/community and tell Emily and Abigail that they're batshit crazy, totally acceptable. But if you think we're awesome, then you can definitely come in there and tell us that.
That too. Yeah. So let's break down some strategy for you. It's hashtag talk strategy to me. We're going to give you some takeaways today. So if you've ever felt the need of resistance, if you've ever felt that like I'm not going to do that because this person or this thing.
Your inner rebel comes out.
Let's clear some stuff up. So first, truly ask yourself, are you resisting the trend because you do not like how it is done? Or are you resisting the marketing tactic? Are you resisting the style and the way that that marketing tactic is done? The platform, literally how people use it? Or are you resisting the entire tactic? Because sometimes, usually, it's the style, it's the brand, it's the way that people go about doing it that you don't like. So really ask yourself the hard questions. What am I actually resisting here and why?
So once you've differentiated that, I want you to decide, what am I going to do with this information? Mm-hmm. If you decided, okay, I don't like this style, then figure out, okay, if this is something that makes sense to add to my business, this tactic specifically makes sense, how can I make it fit stylistically and still be authentic? How can I make it my own and have it still fit in and not be something that people are like, all this other stuff makes sense, but this thing over here is like, what is she doing?
And then you just have to try it. Give yourself a time frame, give yourself a specific stat you're going to try to reach. And if you don't reach that within a certain amount of time, maybe that tells you that that particular platform or that way of doing it mm-hmm. isn't working. Mm-hmm. But try it and take note of the results, good and bad, so you can turn them around to either be better or to boss decide that that thing doesn't work for you.
I will say with live videos specifically, we had to originally say, okay, this is how many times this month we're going to do it. And for a while, we had to schedule it in our calendars because we hated doing it. Mm-hmm. Not webinars necessarily, but like popping up on live video on Facebook specifically. And now it's like, meh, okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm going to do it.
It's going to be fine. So whatever you need to do to make yourself accountable for that, if it's telling someone, if it's putting it in your calendar, if it's writing it down in 45 places, I'm asking you kindly to stop resisting. And then I'm going to yell at you. Go fucking do it, okay?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.